producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
AVision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks. Hour two. We have been talking about the profiteers of governing. And by the way, again, if you'd like to call in, please state a topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. Now, folks, we have been talking about profiteers of governing. And I want you to listen, because people, when you complain about the government, you need to understand that you're complaining about what you tolerate, because we in this country are the government. It's we the people. It's not they the government. And where these lines keep coming from are the liberals, the lawless, and those that want to confuse you. And really what it comes down to, friends, is communism, which wants to evolve into totalitarianism to destroy your country from within. But it's our own fault if we wickedly depart from our God, who gives us all instructions. It really comes down to that. Folks, we have the longest standing constitution, 240 years later, in modern history, mind you. 240 years later, we're still here. Tell me who else has done that, friends. God has, and when you look at blessed America, He has blessed America. Now, America blessed God. The fact of the matter is, when you look at every state preamble, what does it start out acknowledging, friends? God Almighty. Amen? Hallelujah. Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. Congress is you, America. It's your voice. If that body be ignorant, well, reckless, well, and corrupt, hello. It's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. But if it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If in the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, us, we the people, the culture, and the morality of the nation, do not aid in controlling the political forces. Folks, what's going on in our government right now is embarrassing, but it's a reflection of what the American people tolerate. It's a reflection of what the American people tolerate. And folks, we have the freedom to right the wrongs, and I suggest that we right the wrongs while we have the freedom to do it. Amen? Profiteers of governing. A few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. I've been asking you the question, folks, how is it that 268 of the 534 members are millionaires? I've asked you the question, how is it that they start out with little to nothing, and for some reason, before you know it, they're up there in the ranks of the millionaires. They're a part of the good old boys or girls. And then I laid to your candor, is it inside trading, selling out to special interest groups, fraud, embezzlement? Folks, we know it's not constitutional because many of the people that I'm talking about, the above said, they don't even know what the Constitution says because they've never taken the time to read it. And if they're truly thankful for what has been bestowed upon them through the sacrifice of men and women in the hundreds of thousands since the inception of this country, then they would take the time to actually read it and then magnify the laws that our veterans fought magnifying. It really is that simple. Again, both in the natural and in the spiritual. During the first hour, I said that during 2010, more than 150 lawmakers reported earnings from outside investments than from congressional salary. How's that working out, friends? It's my understanding that they've been entrusted by the people and for the people. It's a government of the people and for the people, friends, not they, the government. Read Matthew 24:12 when you get a moment. And it seems that many of these politicians fail to understand that government is not an auction as they sell their souls. Let me say this, those that want to sell their souls to gain the world, I say lose the world and gain your soul. For it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that which is impossible with man is possible with God. And as a matter of fact, Brent was even talking about, he likes the fact that I say we need more grace to keep his commandments better. That comes from none other than the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon. But he's exactly right. We need more grace to keep his commandments better. Saying two things here, friends. How is it that these politicians fail to understand that government is not an auction? Because the American people haven't caused them to understand. Folks, they're not just selling their souls. They're selling the country along with the American people to the highest bidder. Read Mark 8:36. Now, after sharing with you millionaire after millionaire after millionaire after millionaire after millionaire, I want to put this in contrast to the average salary of an American soldier, which is between $23,000 a year and $88,000 a year. So let me get this right. So our military, they fight, bleed, and die in many cases of unconstitutional wars. That's your fault, America, for allowing Congress to send your boys and girls in the first place. Don't blame that on somebody else. But the fact of the matter is what? They're good enough to fight, bleed, and die fighting unconstitutional wars, and they throw what's on the table on the floor. They get the crumbs. Our soldiers do. Hey, let me say this. If it wasn't for the soldier, on the battlefield where all honor lies, said Abigail Adams, wife to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, we wouldn't have the freedom that we have today. And again, keep in mind that we have not been given freedom by God to do the wrong thing. I mean, folks, these are millionaires that I'm talking about. And comparing that to an American soldier, $23,000 to $88,000 a year? Did you know that the average Social Security recipient in America is $1,335 per month? And by the way, your government just gutted Social Security. And we're told through the state-controlled narrative that's bought and paid for through the state-controlled news, friends, it's all bought and paid for, rest assured, that we have a trillion dollar deficit over and over and over again. How is that? We have the deficit, yet they're getting rich. Because it doesn't apply to them, friends. Or so they think. The American people have allowed these Judases to dictate that which is right and that which is wrong when it comes to legislation, in contrast to what has been established through something called common law. Read Deuteronomy 16:19. And what would be of interest to the American people is the chorus of our founding forefathers, along with our military, our grandpas, our dads, our moms, our uncles, our aunts, our brothers, our sisters, our kids, who mutually pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Read the end of the Declaration of Independence, John 15:13, when you get a moment. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. Folks, in direct contrast to the modern politicians who pledge to take the lives and fortunes of others to their own everlasting shame and dishonor, well, as long as they can get the gain that they want out of it, they don't care who has to die in the process. Folks, we're talking about profiteers of governing. Next, what I'm going to do is get to the ones that were actually caught. And folks, I hope you're as appalled about it as I am. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day, and equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Oh, my goodness gracious, friends.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. I said right before the break, what should be of interest to the American people is the course of our founding forefathers, along with our military, our family members, who mutually pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, in direct contrast to the modern politicians who pledged to take the lives and fortunes of others to their own everlasting shame and dishonor. Oof, I got that one out. So here we go. This is pretty crazy. How about we do one from each state? Alabama, State Representative Greg Wren. He was a Republican. By the way, friends, there is no difference between the Republicans and the Democrat. We have one Constitution, not three, not four, not five. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, was asked if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, "I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat." Exactly. He who fulfilled the law, his name is Jesus the Christ. State Representative Greg Wren pled guilty to an ethics violation. He resigned from the Alabama legislature as a condition of his plea deal and was given a 12-month suspended sentence and ordered to pay $24,000. That was Alabama. That was one of Alabama's. All right. Arizona. State Representative Richard Miranda, he was a Democrat, resigned from the legislature in February 2012, citing family and health reasons. In March, he pleaded guilty to wire fraud and tax evasion. See, they think they're above the law, friends. That was Arizona. Mayor Octavio Garcia von Borstel and his father were arrested on fraud, theft, and money laundering charges. He was ultimately convicted of bribery charges and received a 3.5-year prison term. He was sentenced to 7 years probation on the fraud charges. Arkansas State Senator Paul Bookout pleaded guilty to mail fraud. Here, let me go to another one in Arkansas. State Treasurer Martha Schaffner Again, a Democrat, convicted on the charges of extortion and bribery and sentenced to 30 months. I got to stay in Arkansas, friends. State Representative Hudson Hallam pled guilty. Another Democrat pled guilty to voter bribing. Hey, by the way, friends, especially new listeners, do keep in mind when you're talking about the Democrats or the left, keep in mind there's a left because the right's not doing the right thing all the time. Where did you come up with this left-right paradigm? Is that maybe a method to divide and conquer the people? Of course it is. Of course it is. Again, we have one Constitution. Read it for what it says. And when you're talking about the left, you're talking about the lawless, and you know it all the well. So deal with it as to what's prescribed according to law. It's called judgment. And justice, which, by the way, is the very habitation of God's throne, 97, Psalms, verse 1. Let's go to California. State Senator Leland Yee, Chinese dude, Democrat. He was charged with bribery, public corruption, and gun trafficking. Oh, aren't these anti-gunners something else, friends? They all have their security detail, don't they? All those that represent we, the people that want to disarm the American people. Why is it that they have a security detail? Why are they armed? Why do they have Secret Service? Think, America, because they want to control you. That's why. And those that serve we, the people, do not have a right to tear down the Constitution and attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images. And it's un-American. End of story. No debate. And the reason they want to pull you in a debate is because they want to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights. And I want to tell you something, too, for all those, oh, look at our rights are being taken away from us. No, they're not. You're forfeiting them. You're forfeiting them. God gave you rights, and if you want to keep them, then fight for them. It's really that simple. California State Senator Roderick Wright, another Democrat, was convicted of 8 counts of perjury and voter fraud. He was sentenced to 90 days and barred him from ever holding public office again and he'll be required to perform 1,500 hours of community service and 3 years probation under the terms of his conviction. What was his conviction? 8 counts of perjury, lying, and voter fraud? And that's all he had to do? Was 1,500 hours of community service? Give me a break, folks. This guy knew too much. See, they protect their own. We got to stay in California here, too. State Assemblywoman Mary Haishi. She was another Democrat. I'm not even going to label them anymore as far as what party they are, because then I'm defeating my message, and I don't want to do that. But just to show you again, speaking of the left, we wouldn't have a left if the right was doing all the right thing all the time. Well, this assemblywoman in California, she was charged with felony grand theft after being caught on video surveillance, allegedly. See, isn't it interesting, too, friends? Allegedly. No, she was caught on video shoplifting $2,445 worth of merchandise from San Francisco's Neiman Marcus store. Hey, folks, have you ever noticed that when the righteous are accused of something, the state-controlled narrative is to actually pull away the word allegedly, but one of theirs that they mean to protect, it's always allegedly when they get caught. Folks, quit letting the state-controlled narrative set the narrative. And all of you political correct cowards and capitulators, you're a part of the problem. Politically correct means you are an enemy to your own principles. You're a traitor to your country. Start speaking up while you have the time to speak up. Local mayor of San Diego, another Californian, Bob Finer, given 3 months of house arrest, 3 years probation, and partial loss of his mayoral pension. Folks, partial loss of his mayoral pension after pleading guilty to state charges of false imprisonment and battery. Why the lenient sentences, friends? Because they're protecting themselves. Friends, soft judges produce hardened criminals. America, you are the law. If you're soft on crime, Expect the fact that you're hardening these criminals. But you have a system that's been set up in your face that they can go ahead and commit three crimes, and if they do it the fourth time, they're out. You might want to listen to my piece on how they're incarcerating the younger generation for slave labor and the companies that are making billions of dollars off the backs of your kids. Hey, folks, prevention is better than cure. Before your kids end up in prison, why don't you give them a Bible now? Colorado State Representative Douglas Bruce was convicted on four counts of felony criminal activity, including money laundering, attempted improper influence of a public official, and tax fraud. And by the way, I do want to label his party. He was a Republican. If you take the time to do a search and a study on Republicans and Democrats, you'll find out that the Republicans are more corrupt. See, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They have to put on their persona just like the Pharisees of the day that had Christ crucified. They're the worst of men. They know the truth, but yet they walk not in it. But State Representative Douglas Bruce out of Colorado, he was convicted on four counts of felony criminal activity, including money laundering, attempted improper influence of a public official, and tax fraud. You know what he was sentenced to, friends, for all of those crimes? He was sentenced to a total of 180 days in jail, $49,000 in fines, and 6 months of probation. Wow. Talking about getting a little slap on his hand. How would that have worked or fared for me and you, my friend? Not that we want to commit the crime, but what is the message? Again, the message is the definition of tyranny. Let's go to Connecticut. State Senator Ernie Newton was sentenced to 6 months in prison for three counts of illegal practices in campaign financing. Newton had also been sentenced to 4 years for federal charges of accepting a $5,000 bribe, evading taxes, pilfering campaign contributions to pay for personal expenses. In other words, he was reallocating those finances to himself. I mean, this is just crazy. What's wrong with America, friends, is the American people tolerate this. In these particular cases, these are the ones that have been busted. Again, not saying everyone's guilty. But the Bible does tell us that we're supposed to judge men by their fruits. What are the fruit of the millionaires that we know that are corrupt today? That are there supposedly to represent we the people? And even the best that you have, where are the indictments, friends? They're not there. Where is the articles of impeachment been drawn up? They're not there. We can't find it. Is the wound incurable, as it talks about in the book of Jeremiah? America, it's up to you to respond, because by the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, the first chapter, the Holy Ghost came to give the church commandments. Are you taking those commandments seriously, friends? Or are you lightly esteeming the God of your salvation? Because if you are, that's why you're in trouble. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To 9933. Folks, when you go to Exodus 18:21, it tells us, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, departing from iniquity, lawlessness, friends, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." Not profiteers of governance, friends, making the money that they have today off the backs of the American people. And I'm just exposing again, friends, those that have been caught. And again, I'm not saying every one of them is guilty, friends, but I'll tell you what, we're to judge them by their fruit. And if there's no fruit, it means they're a barren tree. And we also know that they're not there to serve we, the people. Let's go to Connecticut. Mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, Eddie Perez, was sentenced to 8 years, suspended after 3 years, with 3 years in prison to be followed by 3 years of probation for corruption. Now, I've heard it said before by some great men of God. You know, actually one that I can think of, that I can recollect. You know, if it's an eye for an eye, it's going to leave the whole world blind. No, that is not true, and it's not scriptural. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a blow for a blow, a burn for a burn, so on and so forth. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And folks, these people were doing unto themselves what they shouldn't have been doing unto themselves. And because of it, that means they get in trouble for transgressing law. Again, laws that they're supposed to uphold, but they failed to do that. It's called crime. Crime is what? And what is sin? Sin is the transgression of God's moral law. And what is crime? Sin. And what's the purpose of government, said our forefathers? To restrain men from committing crime. That's the one of two purposes. So if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. It really is that simple. See, now you have an administration, friends, that means to put light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Read Isaiah 5, verse 20. I mean, folks, you want to talk about being upside down. Look at this administration. I mean, he says he's a constitutional scholar, friends. No, he's a constitutional scholar in the sense of how to destroy it. Because he doesn't know anything about constitutional laws in the sense of magnifying it. He has a backwards view. He's a reprobate. He lacks the spirit of Christ and judgment in all that he does. He totally does. That's why he's always warned against the Christian heritage and our constitutional heritage, friends, our constitutional foundations in this country. And he's not one of us. I don't care if you like it or not. He is not one of us. Everything that he has done has been foreign to who we are as a people. Everything that he has done, friends, and I mean everything that he has done, has been there to benefit our enemies at every step. He does not have the right to do that. Last week, we talked about executive order, friends. And we talked about where is he deriving this executive order. It's not from the Constitution. Therefore, it's null and void. Again, nugatory. Doesn't apply. And no, they don't know better than we do. Remember, our forefathers, those geniuses, these intellectual geniuses, folks, were nothing more than mere farmers. Let's go on to Florida. Port St. Lucie Mayor Patricia Christensen was convicted of theft concerning her campaign funds. In a guilty plea agreement, she was sentenced to only probation. Of course. Another mayor in Miami was convicted on felony charges of participating in an $11 million mortgage fraud scheme. Georgia State Senator Charles Walker was convicted of 127 felony charges. How is it that the people in the state of Georgia didn't catch him at the beginning? See what happens when you don't deal with them right away, friends, and execute justice swiftly? Not 2 years down the road, not through some plea bargain. Folks, what happens is when you fail to execute justice swiftly, you encourage them to commit another crime, and that's exactly what this guy exhibited. 127 felony charges in Georgia. In Georgia, the Bible Belt. Related to various schemes, Walker paid $698,000 in restitution and another $200,000 in fines and court fees. That was it. Good for him. And folks, that's the message our young people are seeing on a daily basis. And shame on you for tolerating it. They turn righteousness and judgment into wormwood. In other words, they pay off certain officials to overlook and to basically close their eyes to their crimes. As long as you give them a gift that blindeth the eyes, friends, is what I'm saying. And that's the message our young people are receiving today. Well, mom and dad, you know, they're going out and they're going to the football game or the baseball game or they're going to watch the boxing match or going to the hockey game or the basketball game, you know. And well, I guess if they really cared about what we were being taught, then they would go deal with corruption. Little does America know the heritage of their founding forefathers in any sense of the word. Read the Declaration of Independence, friends. It's 3/4 of that documentation showing what our forefathers did not tolerate, what they threw off. And it was our forefathers that said, either we're going to be ruled by the Bible or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet, either of God or its tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21, church, who likes to pervert Romans 13. Sons of Liberty, oh, I'm sorry, going on. We have another local in Georgia. Shirley Lassiter, she resigned and pleaded guilty to bribery in Georgia. Idaho State Senator John McGee convicted of sexual harassment. These are the ones that were caught, friends. Just keep that in mind. Illinois State Representative, we talked about that during the first segment of last hour. Keith Farnham, convicted of distributing child pornography. That's a felony, big time. Now we see the radical homosexuals trying to infiltrate public schools through the NEA, who has something called a homosexual caucus. But that wasn't good enough for the radical homosexuals. Now they have something called a drag queen caucus. Now they're trying to infiltrate the boys' and girls' bathrooms in public schools. But we've seen what happened down south when the grown-ups tried to throw that down on the kids when all the kids in the public school walked out in protest. That's the voice of the young right there, friends. They know they're being lied to. They're trying to figure out why the older generation is letting things go. Illinois, again, Derek Smith was arrested and convicted of accepting a $7,000 bribe. This is just where he got caught, friends. Chicago Representative Sandy Jackson pled guilty to one count of filing false tax returns. Why? Because they think they're above the law. These are the people, friends, that you've given the helm over to concerning representation. They're not there to lead the nation. They're there to enforce the law. That's it. Treasurer Dixon Rita Crundall from Illinois was sentenced to 19 years and 7 months in prison for fraud. City Council member Isaac Carruthers, convicted of corruption. Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White was convicted of 6 of 7 felony charges, including perjury, theft, and voter fraud. Folks, you need to understand what you're dealing with. Justice is the guardian of liberty. You are the law, America. Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen pled guilty to one count of falsely reporting expenditures and one count of obstruction of justice. Oh, by the way, friends, Barack Hussein Obama has been busted 1,083 times transgressing the American Constitution. Why is he there? The joke's on you, America. Read the Constitution, Article 2, Section 4. Louisiana State Representative Jared Jackson convicted of tax evasion. I remember Ray Nagin, who is from Louisiana. He was found guilty on 20 counts of bribery and was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Good. Good, good. Tommy Nelson, mayor of New Roads, Louisiana, was convicted of racketeering. Racketeering, friends, is when organized groups run illegal businesses. It's called mob, friends. It's called mob. They just don't have black Tommy guns anymore. And cars from the 30s and hats on their heads turn or lean sideways. Going to Maine, State Representative David Burns resigned his seat and pled guilty to misdemeanor forgery and theft charges and was sentenced to only 6 months. Going to Maryland, Prince George's County Executive Jack B. Johnson pled guilty to extortion and witness and evidence tampering. Folks, I want you to understand something too here. There's a lot of people that are innocent that are in jail today because they were whistleblowers. You do need to understand that. There's another side to this sword. There's a lot of good people that have been thrown in jail for doing the right thing. They're being exposed for doing the right thing. And what they like to do, they like to lie about them. They want them to be crucified for being innocent of the crimes that they are guilty of. Just ask Christ. Ask real Christians. Ask the righteous among men. They hated me without a cause. There's nothing new under the sun. I just wanted to interject that thought. Prince George's County Counselor Leslie Johnson, and the apple again doesn't fall too far from the tree, was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for political corruption. Mayor of Baltimore Sheila Dixon was convicted of fraudulent misappropriations and was sentenced to 4 years of probation. America, what's the problem with your country? We're going to come back and we're going to get to Massachusetts, and I'm going to do my best. I don't know I'm going to be able to do it, friend. I'm not. This is like crazy. But I can lead you to my last article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, profiting of governing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, final segment of our two-hour show here. talking about profiteers of governing, and I'm exposing right now those that were caught. Rhode Island, Speaker of Rhode Island House of Representatives Gordon Fox pled guilty to wire fraud, bribery, filing false tax returns. Fox used $108,000 from his campaign account for personal expenses, accepted a $52,000 bribe to push for the issuance of a liquor license for Providence Restaurant in his role as a member of the Board of Licenses, and failed to declare these illegal sources income on his tax return. Why do they do that? Because they think they can. They're encouraged to do it through the apathy and tolerance of the American people. I know there's some good people out there, and you good people love exactly what I'm doing right now. South Carolina Speaker of South Carolina House of Representatives Bobby Harrell pled guilty to illegally using campaign funds for his own use. He was only sentenced to 1 year in prison. Folks, there's many more in South Carolina. Tennessee State Senator Jim Somerville was arrested for stalking and assault. He was also charged with public intoxication. Texas State Representative Naomi Gonzalez, convicted of drunk driving, sentenced to 15 days in jail. Isn't that interesting? Virginia State Delegate Joe Morrissey resigned his seat after he was convicted of contributing to the delinquency of a minor in 2014. There's more. Governor of Virginia Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen were indicted on federal corruption charges. They were convicted of 11 counts of corruption for accepting $165,000 in gifts and loans in exchange for official government favors. Well, you know, they already get compensated. See, but folks, it shows you that they're not in it for the people. They're in it for themselves. And in the process, they get busted committing crimes. I asked you during the first hour, how is it that those... By the way, when we're talking about Pelosi, when we're talking about Harry Reid, when we're talking about Ryan, when we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama and his administration, you know that you're dealing with crime, folks, because they've been busted with scandal after scandal. And folks, just to take that a step further, now you have an individual who isn't first in the polls concerning Hillary Clinton, but yet for some reason... She's been busted in scandal after scandal, gate after gate. Folks, we're running out of gates. But now she's running for the president of the United States. And by the way, a poll was taken that 70% of the American people believe that Hillary Clinton actually feels that she's above the law. People in this country are trying to figure out why she's not been indicted and charged and imprisoned along with her criminal husband. Again, read or watch Clinton Chronicles, friends. Nothing like it. Going back for the sake of time. Washington, D.C., Council of the District of Columbia. Quame R. Brown was convicted of bank fraud. District of Columbia. Counselor Harry Thomas Jr. was convicted of felony counts of theft of government funds and falsifying tax returns. Wisconsin, Bill Cramer was sentenced to 5 months in jail after pleading no contest to two charges of sexual assault with 3 years of probation. Folks, I can go on. I can go on and I can go on. It is for the American people to guard with jealousy attention to public liberty and to suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, said Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty. And I'm sorry to say that the American people have failed in this area of justice. Read Amos 5:7. The lawless are winning only by the default of the American people. And for some reason or other, the American people believe that the conservatives who have allowed, that you have allowed, friends, to paint you in the corner without enforcing the laws. As a matter of fact, when you listen to the conservatives, they don't even make reference to constitutional law. What they do is they get two different people. They get one on the left and one on the right, and then they debate away the law by not even making reference to it. As if their opinion matters. We're not ruled by opinion in this country, friends. We're ruled by law, like it or not, and that's what keeps us liberated. Folks, your backs are up against the wall. You don't have any more room to back up. And I want to say this in a word of encouragement that, listen, the word crisis has two different meanings. One is opportunity and one is dangerous. You can go ahead and look at it as danger. And though we are in dangerous times, but I look at it as opportunity to prove our God in Jesus' name, just the way our forefathers did. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 3:16, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. America, you've changed. And we need to get back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. On the behalf of our posterity, and look out for them the way that our forefathers were looking out for us. That's we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools that subjected ourselves to the fool of fools, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and his circus in Washington, D.C. Either we're going to set the precedent and call forth for judgment, impeachment, and indictment, or else we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools this country has ever seen. And America, you're being laughed at right now because of what you tolerate. For some reason or other, America believes that when the conservatives get on the television and they believe that those conservatives ridiculing and mocking these criminals is enough. Friends, and let me go to this too. I'm so sick and tired. You know, I mean, Fox News, friends, just so you know, because it's the best that you have, and by the way, they're part foreign owned. For those that didn't know, ask Mr. Al-Walil. That's about right. He said a strong American government, we can't afford it, he said. He's part owner of Fox News. But isn't it interesting how they keep putting up these prostitute-looking women with low-cut shirts on to anchor their news? That know how to read a teleprompter. But the fact of the matter is they're doing that because they're entertaining men by alluring them through the lust of their flesh to their own destruction. We need to get back to who we are. We need to get back to our God. America. because ridiculing and mocking these criminals, the ones that I'm exposing today, isn't enough. It's not enough. You can mock them all you want, friends. They're the ones laughing. They're the ones mocking. Nothing will preserve liberty but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined, said Patrick Henry. One of the most common questions I've been receiving from radio show listeners is, how is it that Obama and the Clintons are still out there after being exposed for scandal after scandal? Oh, and by the way, Bill and Hillary Clinton, their combined net worth is $125 million. Hillary told the world she's broke. She's a liar. That's all she knows how to do. I simply answer that these corrupt politicians, they represent America's tolerance for criminals in their government, because if it weren't so, friends, I love you enough to tell you the truth, then why are they still there?
And you're right when you're talking about how America has changed. The founding principles that were established made us great. It's the people and the decline of the immorality who have turned their back on God and His law is why we find ourselves in the situation that we are in today. And it's our job to make sure that we right the wrongs, we correct what's gone bad in our nation to restore it for our posterity. We already have the blueprint. We already have the Bible. We already have the Constitution. We don't need to change anything. We need to just go back, as in the book of Jeremiah, to the old path.
You've got
to
get the broom.
That's right.
Sweep
out everything else that shouldn't be there. Go back. The simplicity of the Ten Commandments. If you don't want to obey God's Ten Commandments, then you're sure to obey man's 10,000 commandments, and that's exactly where we are today. But we know that there is hope because we find our hope in Christ. And that's why we continuously do what we do here at the Sons of Liberty on a 24/7 basis. I can tell you we're always rolling forward, taking care of what needs to be done. And if you want to roll forward with us in this brand new year, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. We praise God for all of our sons and daughters of liberty out there who are not just talking about the problems, who are not just Facebooking the problems, but they're actually putting some action to take care of the problems. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And if you want to be a part of taking action in this new year in 2016, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. It's simple. You choose what level of membership is right for you. Click in your information and you're good to go. And if you'd like us to help you out with any of that, please do call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, now is the time to book Bradley Dean. If you want to make a difference here in 2016 in your own community, your own school, your own tea party, your own area, do not hesitate to call us. We're going to be in California, the East Coast, looking to be in way, way, way up north. I won't say that one yet. Way, way, way down south in Texas. So now is the time to say, you know what? There's no greater time than the present. Let's just do this and get the job done. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny, lawbreakers, and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men."
I love
that. Folks, next week we're going to talk about the lie of Thomas Jefferson, lines between church and state, folks, which came from the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, who said the end of the ACLU is communism. Lines between church and state is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. And, folks, we're going to cover some more stuff next week on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor.